Testing, testing. Okay, let's go. I really need your help today. I'm back in the forest because I feel like this setting really helped the other day, just walking around in nature. So just get you guys up to speed. Or you, or no one. Sorry. Today I broke the ritual a little bit again. I agreed to have a meeting, a work-related meeting. I was called up yesterday on a project that I'm going to work on in fall, so quite a lot of months ahead of me. I've been working on this project for 3 years on off. It's a documentary film, so that's how those things work. And they just apparently, they just found a composer that they really want on the project. And I am the main sound designer on the project, so obviously they wanted me in a meeting together with the director to kind of onboard him and start up talking about creative stuff. And they called me up late last night. Sorry, there's quite a lot of wind today. And asked me if I could just sit in on this online meeting. And I said, sure, why not? 10 o'clock? No worries. I'll be able to go to the gym, do the meeting, and then I can talk, have my walk and talk afterwards. Seemed like a decent thing for me to do, and not too stressful. And what happened was that in the morning, I was alone with my daughter because my wife had been up all night with her, so she was dead tired, and I just felt how I was not emotionally available at all. All I could think about was get her fed, get her clothed, and get her out of the door to the institution so I could go to the gym so I could have the meeting. I was like several hours ahead of myself all the time. I wasn't there, like, getting her ready to get out the door. I wasn't paying attention to what she wanted. I wasn't even paying attention to me. I mean, I was at the gym, but I was already prepping for the meeting. And I was really not having a good time. Sorry, I'm going to try and shield you in here. I wasn't in the gym focusing on letting my thoughts run free and just getting an exercise. I was working. I was prepping for the meeting in different ways. And all of a sudden, time was up. I didn't have any more time at the gym. I needed to go have a shower and get back home so I could be online in time for the meeting. All of which, super legit. And it didn't feel it didn't feel out of the ordinary, because I've been doing this for years now. I think the only thing that was that feels out of the ordinary is I'm guessing because of what we've been doing for the past week, I'm a bit more in a little bit more in touch with my feelings, I guess, because when I was going into the gym, I was feeling anxiety. And I was trying to figure out, why am I feeling anxious instead of just feeling like, fuck. I was trying to identify, where's it coming from? And it's because I hadn't prepared for that meeting. I haven't read the emails because I've been very, on purpose, not opening my email. I haven't heard about this composer before, so I needed to go in and check out what has he done, which projects has he worked on, what is his style, to be prepared for that meeting. And I think that I just needed to prepare myself, and then that's what all the anxiety was coming from. And it felt like, okay, if I can just do that, if I can just prepare myself a little bit for the meeting, I might get the anxiety to go away a little bit. And it did really feel like that was what happening when I was like sitting down in front of the computer, grabbing a coffee, and for about half an hour, I was in the meeting doing what I do and talking and giving feedback and encouraging him to contribute to the project and like talking about what we've been working on so far, like all the things that I'm supposed to do. And I tried, I really, really, really did try to be genuine. And not just say things that I thought other people might want to hear. And it worked some of the time. I kind of felt like I was grasping for the cracks of where the emotional sunlight was coming through, and I was trying to grab hold of them. And I think I managed a few times. It was difficult because I kept slipping back into the nice guy, to the guy who pleases everyone, the one who says the right things at the right times. Which is all like we talked about with the judge that sits on the shoulder. All of this is in place so you can behave in a way that's socially acceptable, that you can function in a group, that you is a nice person to hang out with. So it says all of these things are not bad. But in my current state of trying to figure out what is real and what's not, and what's mean, what's not, having the sensation of realness slip away during that half hour just felt really strange. It felt like I was slipping back into the role that I was trying to figure out whether or not it's me. And it was like I was a piece of metal being pulled in by a magnet into a shape that I fit in very, very tightly, but I'm trying to get out of that shape. So suddenly, after that half hour of a scheduled 1 hour meeting, I was like unconsciously aware I think that I was like becoming this metamorphosis weird shape of who I'm like thought of, but not me. If that makes any logical sense. And I kept staring at the clock. I was like, shit, we're only halfway through the meeting. And here I am twisted into this weird knot of not me, but the pretend me, the socially accepted, like facade me. And all I wanted was to get out of the meeting. And I was like, I just hoped and wished that people were like, okay, do you have enough? Can we move on? And for the last, like, we didn't go the full hour. It kind of ended at 45 minutes. For the last 15 minutes or so, I honestly don't know if I said anything that made any sense. I don't remember. I have no clue. It was like I became this weird puff of, I'll just be here with you guys because I'm supposed to, but I really don't want to be here, so I'm going into a little la 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 bubble in my head. And I'm only becoming aware of this like now while I'm talking about it, thinking about it, because when it was happening, I was just like, I think I consciously thought, I don't have anything more to say. I've said what I needed to say, and now I'm just waiting to hear if there's any more input that you guys need from me. Otherwise, I'm ready to bring this meeting to a close. That is, I think that might have been what was going through my head at the time. Or at least that was what I was pretending was going through my head to shield myself from the fact that I was going la 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 la, please don't look at me. And afterwards it was like, I genuinely felt that was a good meeting. We hit some good points. Some of the things I said met a little bit of criticism, which felt utterly, devastatingly, stupefyingly horrible. And it shouldn't have, because it's a creative process. And I just said something that, like, honestly, it wasn't stupid. It was just an idea that was met with a, no, I don't think we should do that approach. And I mean, that's how we work in creative processes. That's how we do movies. People come up with ideas, they're debated and sometimes discarded. And somehow it is because I put out a thought and it was met with criticism. I kind of felt like I was being hit over the head with a hammer. Anyways, I felt like we had a good meeting. I didn't feel like we had a good meeting. I believed or told myself we had a good meeting because we did all the things that you're supposed to do in meetings. We said hi, we talked a little small talk in the beginning, we talked, like, introduced ourselves, we got a new person to work on the project, he's super excited. Honestly, I'm super excited that he's on board. So Like, we tick all the boxes. I tick all the boxes for having a productive meeting, and yet, and you can hear it on how I'm speaking, I am feeling really, really weird. And to try and get out of this weirdness feeling, I was like, okay, it was a mentally challenging process to have a work-related meeting while I'm in the process of trying to figure out how to get out of a fucking depression. And, sorry, don't yell at friends or microphones. So I went into the garden and cut the grass. I have a garden tractor lawnmower that you sit on and you just drive around, and I kind of think that is a meditational tool for me. I drive around my garden on my little lawnmower. I cut the grass while listening to some chill music, and it didn't really get me to the point where I was like, yeah, I can function. So I was like, okay, I'll go back inside and I'll eat some food because it's about lunchtime. I kind of don't want to go doing a walk and talk on an empty stomach. And yesterday after my therapy session, I treated myself to a little Lego set and an ice cream. But the Lego set that I brought home, I hadn't touched it. It was just a little, a yellow cab, a New York yellow cab taxi. And, again, I was trying to grasp at mindfulness / meditational tools that work for me. And I think Legos might be something that I can use as a meditational tool, because building a Lego set requires me to sit still, chill out, and just follow the instructions and make all the pieces come together in perfect alignment, making a predefined shape that is a shape that I chose when I was in the store. I think the order and the whole focus of building a Lego set is helpful for me, at least, to just chill out, relax, and stop the thoughts from going crazy. Just for a little bit. So I did that, or at least I tried, because when I started building, it was like 5 minutes into the build, my wife comes barging in. And she's obviously upset, and she's not upset. It's not like she's crying or anything, but she's stressed out. She has a job interview next week, which is in Danish, and she's a native English speaker. So she does speak Danish, but it's not, she feels uncomfortable. Yeah, someone's mowing the lawn over here. Anyway, she was coming in, she's upset about the whole, needing to do a job interview in Danish. And she's also upset about the fact that she hasn't gotten that many job interviews, even though she has applied for like 20, 30 jobs recently. Sorry, my wife is between jobs, which is also one of the reasons why both of us are not really doing super well. And so the point being, she comes in, interrupts the Lego build, because she's upset and stressed out about the job interview. And one of the things she says is that it's not just the fact that this is a difficult job interview that she's going to attend. It's also the only job interview that she's going to attend. And if she doesn't land this job, she's scared that we can't pay our bills. And if you listen to the whole money walk and talk, you know that the lack of money and the burden that I put on my family for not bringing money in right now and taking some time off, possibly a little bit more than just a little bit of time off. You can imagine how that feels. For her to say that she's super duper stressed out, she is having her own little mental breakdown with all of this. She's also going to therapy. We are really not doing well. And now her, one of her stress moments is that she feels that she's now responsible for making sure that we have enough money to pay the bills because I can't handle a job right now. Great. So, not just do I want to fast track this process for myself, now I also have to take into account that if I don't succeed in fast tracking this process, it might put the same amount of pressure on my wife, who's not necessarily able to bring in money to help me through this process. And if that's the case, I mean, I have two options. I keep the process going and we lose the house. Or I stop the process and we can pay our bills and I turn into a weird magnetized shape that's not really me. This is not a comfortable feeling. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to come into the forest, because both having the like contorted shape of myself vividly like presented after only half an hour in a work-related setting, and then being presented with an ultimatum, even though that's not what she wanted to do. And I'm that puts me here, not really knowing what I'm supposed to do. And I really felt like yesterday was just having a nice day, having a good therapy session, making some progress, trying to be a rock. Doesn't matter if the rock is crooked or not, but just be a rock. And today, I feel like the rock is not as hard and as sturdy as it should be, since it can be contorted into weird shapes. And someone down the line tells the rock that it has to lie in a certain way, otherwise the coffee starts tasting bad. Honestly, I'm not even sure I'm in the forest right now. I mean, yeah, I'm physically walking around in the forest. My shoes are hitting the ground. One of the shoes has untied laces. Good thing I haven't fallen and hit my nose. There's trees, there's birds, there's wind, for sure. Because it's hitting the microphone when it goes crazy, so you guys can confirm that we're outside in some sort of forestry environment. I just feel like I feel numb. I feel disassociated from where I am right now. And have this weird floating sensation as if the person walking isn't really me. Someone else. I'm just looking over my own shoulder at a man walking around a gravel path talking to himself. It's a really strange feeling. Somehow I think I need to figure out how to get my feet back on the ground. Somehow, this is just something that I'll have to allow this to move through me and to the other side and not linger. So, okay, that's what we're doing. But how, you might ask? Yourself, because you're talking to yourself, you dummy. You have encountered some shit situations, and that has pushed you out of your feeling of groundedness, and you don't feel like you belong in your body. You're not present in the now. You need to go back to the now, and how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you do that? You allow the feeling of being twisted out of place, twisted out of shape, and you allow the feeling of being needed to do something, the feeling of a heavy burden of responsibilities and pressure of having to perform in a certain way. And then we make a little hole in the chest, where all of that is accumulating as pain and pressure. And then we open up that hole all the way to the back of the spine and letting it exit all the way through. Just use the wind, because there's a fuck lot of it right now. Let the wind blow the experience through the hole in the middle, out the back. because if it stays, it blocks your feeling to the ground and you can't feel your fucking feet walking on the gravel. Okay, so it's a bit chilly and it's a bit windy. And I'm taking my shoes off and I'm taking my socks off. And this is probably going to hurt because it's gravel. Ah, here we go. Okay, shoes in one hand, recorder in the other hand, we walk on gravel now. Look, there's a plane in the sky. Yay! Okay. Now I can actually feel the stones under my feet. There's a bit of a more acute sensation of those are my feet. They're actually touching the ground, and the ground is cold, and the stones are hard and pointy. And my feet are not used to this kind of walking because it's just been winter. And the boots that I'm holding in my hand are my winter boots. And the socks that I took off are woolen socks designed to keep me warm. Look, a birdie. Aw, cute. And a crow. To my right, there's a stream, flowing water, just flowing through the landscape. Overhead, the sky is blue, with a few puffy clouds. And I'm actually walking down this dirt and gravel road. There's spring flowers. And there's little benches with these huge cast iron Narnia type lamps. And my feet are cold. And the past isn't the past. And I can't control it more than I can control the flowing water in the stream. And whatever the future requires of me, I will try to do my best with what I have and what I can. And that's all. Because I can't do what I cannot do. And I can only use what I have. And if the world feels like it requires more of me than what I can do and what I have, then it is not me who's in trouble, but the world will have to look elsewhere for what it needs, or it will have to satisfy with what I can give. Because I can't give more than what I have and what I can do. It's just not possible. So it doesn't matter to worry about it. And that's it. I feel more gravity. I feel my feet are still fucking freezing. But I feel like they're my feet. And since these are my feet walking on the ground, logic dictates that they're also my legs. And stupidly enough, whatever the rest of me is, with thoughts and head and heart and all of that, is carried around by my feet and my legs, which are cold and slightly hurting because of the gravel. Which means I'm in the forest. And I'm walking without my shoes on. And that's all there is. And that's what I'm doing right now. And if anyone wants anything more than me walking around with my bare feet, talking about what I'm feeling, then I'm sorry. There is no more. That's all there is. And the world is a big place. There's a lot of trees and weeds and birds and water and wind. And I can't control that. It's just there. But so am I. Right here. I think I'm going to close up the hole through my body again, because it's getting fairly chilly. And I don't think I need the hole anymore. Unfortunately, I think what happened today have left me feeling sad and a little bit empty. But those are my feelings. And they're genuine. They're real. Sorry. And it's okay to feel sad sometimes when bad stuff happens, or if bad stuff is looming on the horizon, it's okay. Just walking, right? Keep walking. Yeah. I think we'll probably have to end it here. My feet are getting really cold. And I think they've served their purpose out of their shoes for a while. I'll put my shoes back on. If anyone's listening, thank you for listening. If not, good luck living in my pocket. Bye.